Support for KJZZ's coverage of tribal resources comes from Katina Foundation, dedicated to restoring human and ecological systems.
Last year saw the second fastest rate of shutdowns of coal-fired power plants in U.S. history. That's according to data from the federal government and Thomson Reuters. Those closures include the Navajo Generating Station in northeastern Arizona. And now new data from the University of California, San Diego, shows benefits to both human health and agriculture in the areas around those shuttered plants. Jen Burney did that research. She's a professor at UC San Diego, and she joins me. And Jen, you are looking at power plant emission data nationwide, and it seems as though the Southwest kind of stood out to you because of increased air pollution. So just how much did this region stand out?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, across the country over the past two decades has actually been a really positive story in terms of air pollution on average. Our air has gotten a lot better. And the one region, though, that stands out in stark contrast is the southwestern United States. So that is one place where the trend has been upwards. And so it's from a mix of different things, from electric power production, from transportation, you know, increasing population areas, and also natural sources like dust that have gotten worse in recent years. So it's a mix.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the use of emissions data to judge air quality because, you know, for example, you referenced in Arizona, especially based on the geography here, you know, sitting in essentially a basin, unless weather comes to move air out, you know, what comes out of cars and buses and all just kind of sits here. And then obviously there's a lot of dust here that gets kicked up into the air and, you know, different kinds of particulate matter. So when you're trying to look at air quality, I guess, how complete a look can you get when you look at emissions relative to the other factors that you referenced?
Sure. So let me answer that in two parts, I guess. The first is that you're absolutely right. The same emission is sort of more problematic in certain regions of the country than others. And across the Mountain West and the Southwest, we have a lot of, as you say, kind of cities sitting in basins. Or cities that experience a lot of atmospheric inversions, particularly in the winter, where the pollution really just sits there. So first of all, just yes, sometimes the same sort of amount of pollution causes more problems because it just sits there. And that's certainly the case across the Southwest. The second thing, though, is that there are, you know, lots of contributors. And one of the things that's nice in terms of science and scientific rigor about the way that the electric power sector has changed in the United States is that it offers the ability to look at many, many sites across the country. So coal plants have turned off or coal-fired units have been taken offline at locations all across the country, so more than 300 of them over the time period of the study. And natural gas units that have sort of replaced that capacity have typically sprung up in other locations. So all across the country, you have many, many different locations, you know, at different moments in time where these shutdowns or commissionings are happening. And so that lets you look before and after this shutdown or this startup at things like air pollution concentrations and mortality, kind of human health impacts that we care about, and crop yields where that's relevant. And because there's so many locations and these changes are happening at different moments in time, the likelihood becomes very, very small that sort of something else driving that change.
So let me ask you about what you found relative to coal-fired power plants shutting down. It seems like you found that there's at least a somewhat significant impact on human health.
Yeah, sure. So on average, in this time across the country, looking at all these locations and looking at sort of levels of pollution and mortality before and after units shut down, the finding is that when a coal-fired unit shuts down, there's a just under a 1% decline in mortality rate locally. And 1% maybe sounds like a small number when we're just sort of thinking, you know, one is little. But when those numbers get aggregated up, so, you know, 1% of the population in that county times the number of years that plant was off, and then add up those statistics for all the locations around the country where units shut down, and that becomes tens of thousands of lives that were saved by those shutdowns.
And what does it do for the land around those plants? Obviously, you know, they're not great for the air. You just mentioned how closing these plants down is good for health. Does it have an impact on land around those plants, especially if it's used for farming?
Yeah, sure. So I think we're all pretty well accustomed to thinking of pollution as really bad for human health, right? But one of the things that fewer people realize is that the pollution from coal-fired power plants and potentially natural gas units as well is also not great for crop growth. So again, in locations that were growing kind of the big crops, wheat, corn, and soybeans, in places that saw a unit shut down, those crop yields then jumped at the same time. So you see a human health benefit, but also a crop benefit.
So you mentioned natural gas plants, and clearly some coal-fired plants that have been shut down have been replaced by natural gas plants. Are we really making an improvement there in terms of pollution when we switch from one to the other?
Yeah, so the answer is yes, a partial improvement. I wouldn't let natural gas off the hook on the pollution card, but it's unit for unit sort of less polluting than the coal-fired units that were shut down.
How long did it take to see some of those changes? Like how, from the time a coal-fired plant closed, how soon did you see a dip in mortality rates and an increase in, for example, crop yields?
Yeah, it happens very quickly within the next year. So one thing that maybe people, I thought this might be one interesting thing to share with the listening audience, is we often hear a lot about greenhouse gas pollution and how carbon dioxide lasts, you know, hundreds of years in the environment. That is not true of these other emissions from power plants. So aerosols, these particulates that are suspended in the air that are so bad for human health, they last days to weeks in the atmosphere. Ozone, again, really damaging to crops, also bad for people. That has a lifetime, you know, on the order of weeks to months. So when you stop emitting these compounds, they really go away right away. Cleaning up the air is very fast, and these impacts become visible very, very quickly.
And so presumably then, folks in the area around the Navajo Generating Station up in northeastern Arizona, they should start to notice some benefits pretty soon, right?
That's right. They should start to see these benefits within the year.
All right. That is Jen Burney with the University of California, San Diego. Jen, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.